Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Merit Industries, a professional employer organization for HR, payroll, benefits, and workers' comp. MeritResources.com. And the Creamer Law Firm for business law and estate planning, CreamerLaw.com. We get things done.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 27 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. With us in studio is the guy behind the 48-hour film project here in Des Moines. His name is Samuel Pace Twomey, and we've had Samuel on the program in the past. I have to bring greetings to you, Samuel, from one of your good supporters. His name is Sam Creamer.
Yes.
He thinks the world of the 48-hour film project.
He's a big fan.
He is a big fan.
And a sponsor. We thank him for all the support, and we're always glad that people get excited about the 48-hour film project. It's really a community effort and showcases the talent that we have right here in Des Moines and Iowa in general.
And it is pretty stunning, the talent that we have here. And that goes for all kinds of things. I mean, from filmmaking to writers to photographers, all kinds of things in this community that are really some stellar people. But we're going to spend our time talking about the movie industry.
All
and
right.
Give us a short synopsis of what the film project is, and we're going to get into some specifics.
The 48-hour film project challenges filmmakers to make a short film from scratch in just one weekend. They'll pull those genre out of a hat, and then we'll give them a character, a prop, and a line of dialogue that must be included in their short film. Everything else must be completed within 48 hours to be eligible and considered a 48-hour film.
Yeah, I think this is so much fun because it really has to bring out the creativity in so many of these very talented people already, but they're put under the gun.
It challenges the filmmakers to focus like a laser beam on that 48-hour period. So in some ways it can be helpful because as a film maker, you may wander for several weeks or longer on an idea. The time constraints on this contest push you to follow through to completion, and of course you can always go back to it after the fact and what have you, but it basically challenges you as a filmmaker to complete a short work in just one weekend.
Yeah, and what's really cool about this isn't just a project that goes off and goes onto a bookshelf someplace. The public can get involved, and not only as sponsors but also in viewing these in several locations and several opportunities.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the films made in just 48 hours, just a week or so after they've been made at the Fluor Cinema.
Yeah.
We'll have screenings there on the 4th and 5th, and then on the 20th of August, we'll have the Best of City screening, where we'll show basically all the top films of 2015, give away all the awards, and everyone can do everything from walk the red carpet to see the top films that were made just weeks ago.
Samuel Pace Twomey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the 48-hour film project here in Des Moines. Now, this isn't the only city that has this, is it?
No, the 48-hour film project takes place in approximately 135 cities across the globe. We have events in Paris and London, Vietnam, just to name a few, over 45 cities, I believe, in the United States, actually quite a bit more than that. But the big ones, including New York and Washington, which see up to 100 teams compete in the event weekend. Des Moines, for its size, we do pretty well. Usually we're going to have between 30 and 40-plus film teams. That's going to be thousands of people that will be involved in these projects in one way or another, whether it's seeing them at the screenings.
Sure.
Or being a background extra, cooking some food on the event weekend. There's a lot of opportunities to become involved in these independent films. And if you don't want to be in front of the camera or part of that, you can just come enjoy them and see some good local cinema.
And we're going to keep people up to date on the times and dates of those in future broadcasts as well.
Great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the backstory of this whole project. What happens with these films? I understand that they're shown and then they're rated. And then they get, if they win here, then they go on to the U.S. finals?
It's the international competition.
Okay.
Yep, they're all put together in one competition.
Where's that going to be this year? Do you know?
Last year was in Hollywood. I don't think they have announced their location for the end of the year festivities, which is called Filmapalooza. But it's a chance for filmmakers from all of our cities to get together and compare war stories and collaborate, make business contacts. Because the 48-hour film project, in some ways, is just a jumping off point. It's about honing your skills as a filmmaker. For some people, it's getting that first experience, that first love of making cinema. There's so many opportunities there to work both in front of and behind the camera. But the idea is that you become a better filmmaker. And by that repetition of making films, not just as part of the 48-hour film project, but you build a body of work so that if you want to, you're able to gain employment in the movie industry. Or if you want to self-promote, there's all kinds of tools and ways to do that now with the internet. So there's all kinds of ways that filmmakers can reach audiences of all sizes.
Now, Samuel, can they make money at this? I mean, is this something that can be a real business for some of these folks?
It can. You know, once they perfect their skills, you know, there's been several of our participants that have gone to gain employment in the entertainment industry, whether that's, you know, a smaller, you know, more local setting, whether they're doing commercials or industrials. But there's a path there to gain work for yourself. But it's a matter of doing it enough so that you have the skill set that makes you employable, much like any business.
Sure. And so these are short films. What happens to them? Can they be purchased by people? Or how do they make money on this?
Sure. The filmmakers do retain the rights to the projects and the properties. They can be purchased for exhibition, or they can be purchased outright for people to redevelop them as a series. Recently, a 48-hour film team went to Cannes Film Festival as part of their exhibition of the best of last year, and they sold their short film. So did they make enough to, you know, supplement the employment for a full year? Probably not, but definitely enough to establish another link for another project and possibly to build on that. So they're going from a short film to long form, which is where the real money is, because the feature length films is what most audiences are used to, you know, to going to see. So shorts have a very small niche market, but again, because of the internet, that area has grown over the last several
years.
That's
huge.
Because, you know, sometimes people don't have the attention span for a full independent film, so they'll see 2 or 3 minutes. If they like it, then they'll watch more. And if they don't, it's 2 or 3 minutes, so they didn't really lose too much out of their day. But it all comes back to those filmmakers crafting those visions. And if they get to a point where they find their voice and they're able to connect to an audience, there will definitely be a possibility there for them to continue to make films and possibly make money.
Now, if I were the purchaser of one of these films, for example, one of these shorts, I could do lots of different things with that, from take it from conceptual short movie to maybe a longer movie. But would I necessarily, if I own the rights to that as the purchaser of this, I wouldn't necessarily have to call back the originators on this, would I?
No. If you would buy it outright, you are pretty much purchasing the story and the characters, and you can rearrange them depending on how the contract is written. If there's existing footage, you can also re-edit, do anything you want with that if you own the rights to that. Now, of course, you'd still have to honor any existing arrangements as far as royalties with performers, if that's in the mix. But other than that, if you own the story outright, you can totally change it. A lot of people, you know, do develop stories from either books or other short stories, and they work it into a feature-length film. And then depending on how successful they are with the writing process, build it to a point where it becomes a major production.
Well, one of the things about this as well, and you mentioned it while you were talking, is not only for feature-length films, but it also helps folks build their chops on having the ability to maybe move into commercial space or industrial space so that they're doing something else. And if they catch the eye of somebody out there, say, wow, that was pretty good. I wonder if they would shoot my commercial or shoot my, you know, my video about my company or something like that.
Sure, and I think that's the biggest amount of material that's in Iowa for people if they really wanted to, you know, work 9 to 5 or enough to supplement their income for the entire year. They would be working in commercial and industrials because there's always a call for that high quality local product. And you know, I have several friends that are employed in that industry that, you know, do almost exclusively commercials, but will go on to features when they do shoot. And it's always part of the development process of the feature from idea to actual completion, and that's a whole nother topic, but
it's gotta be a fun kick for you too.
It's very exciting to meet creative people in our community and then have the opportunity to work with them on other projects outside of the 48-hour film project. So for me, it's just been a wonderful experience, and it's always great to see creative people come out and show us what they got.
One other question, and I think we talked about this the last time you were here. Are we any closer here in Iowa to be assistive to the movie making industry as a state entity?
I think there's been a lot of great done at Produce Iowa, which is the film office for the state of Iowa. It was a tough set of circumstances. Without rehashing all that, there was a lot of damage that was done. But I think they're taking smart, small moves to kind of repair some of the things that had gone wrong, and you know, let the world know that Iowa is a great place to shoot films. We have four seasons. We have all kinds of different locales within short travel distance. Right. There's progress being made, but it's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. But we certainly welcome anyone in the world, not just Hollywood, but anyone to come here and shoot in, I think, one of the greatest places. I mean, you couldn't ask for better locations and also welcoming communities that want to have
really will
stuff.
Go out of their way to be assistive with this stuff.
Yeah, it's a community event because the money that's spent by the entire film apparatus, it's not just one person, it's an entire cast and crew. And that's, you know, that's, they become part of that community. And it's a fun thing when you're making a motion picture and the films are, in this case, the video cameras, whatever's rolling, whatever media you're capturing on, it's a really exciting time. I hope to see the state film office continue to improve and continue its outreach. And hopefully after, you know, a few years have gone by, we'll get more of those people back here because we need to keep film alive in Iowa. Every time a film is shot here in Iowa on a smaller scale, all the way up to a biggest Hollywood feature, money is going to come directly into those communities. And
it's what we call clean money at the same time, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Samuel Pace Twomey, ladies and gentlemen, 48-hour film festival for Film Project for Des Moines. You can find out more by going online. Thanks so very much, Samuel. Great to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to check out what happened on Wall Street today. Also, take a look at the Iowa 25. We've got the commodity report, and then we're going to be talking about intercultural relationships for business. What in the world? Yeah, you're going to be excited about that. This is going to be really special. We're looking forward to it. It's coming up yet this half hour on Inside on Business, the News Hour.